Hello and welcome to the first ever Chicane podcast, where we discuss all things in the sim racing world. I'm your host, Jason Rivera, and I'm joined here by Eric Kelly. How you doing today, Eric?
I'm doing good, man. Just trying to stay dry. This weather is crazy outside. What's going on your end, man?
Oh, man, over here, it's on and off, man. The weather here is unpredictable. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. So, this is the first episode of the Chicane podcast, right, as you heard. So, this podcast covers everything sim racing. It covers all the major sim racing, you know, games like Assetto Corsa Competizione, EA, WRC. We're also covering F1 and many others, right? So this podcast, we're trying to do discussion-based and news-based. And also, we'll cover certain topics in certain episodes. But for our first one, I'm so excited. I want to get this going. So, Eric, why are you here? That is my first question to you. Why are you here?
The first question on the podcast. So for me, I'm here first and foremost to support my homie. You know, we've known each other for a long time. You know, you're a great guy. But that's why I'm here first and foremost. But also, it just so happens that I'm starting out on my sim journey, and you're like my sim sensei. You know, you've been
the sim doing sensei. It for a while. I love it.
Yeah, giving me a lot of good advice. So that's why I'm here to talk sim and, you know, support my homie.
Well, I highly appreciate those words, Mr. Eric Kelly. Eric Kelly, let me break this down a little bit. So Eric has two YouTube channels. He has his TechGent YouTube channel that covers everything tech, by the way. And then he also has a live streaming pretty soon YouTube. I know I threw that out there. live streaming TechGent Gaming, because he's always been in the hobby, and we'll touch on that here in a second, you know. But he's getting a little more serious, I'd say, based on previous,
spending more late nights on there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's getting good to me.
I'm going to cover the history between me and Eric, or Eric and I should say. I met Mr. Eric Kelly, which used to go by Blue Suave.
Yeah.
And we met on the PS3 days, I think. PlayStation 3 days.
Yeah, man.
It's been a minute, huh? I think it was Call of Duty World at War is where we met, man.
Yep.
That's where that was the surprise I had for you, man.
Man, I forgot about that.
So Eric and I, we actually never seen each other in human life. We've always seen each other on cameras, on social media, on the phone, but we never had a chance to hang out. And we need to make that happen, Eric, at some point.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that sounds like a good podcast right there in person.
The in-person piece, if you may.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of what I want to touch on next, is the whole reason we're doing this podcast is to support the community, is to talk to each other and figure out, you know, basically discuss our opinions and our different perspectives, because everybody has a different perspective when it comes to hobbies, and it doesn't matter what it is. It could be something totally unrelated, like golf or cooking or cycling. Yeah, so diverse. The human brain is different. It's different in each and every one of us, right? So, yep. Eric, I wanna ask you about your journey and how it started and where you are today.
Yeah, so for me, my journey started back on the OG PlayStation with Gran Turismo and Ridge Racer. So I've always liked racing games, but as far as, you know, going over to the sim side of things, that didn't start until more recently. Up until then, I was more of a Need for Speed, Midnight Club, Dub Edition. Shout out to those guys that know about that. But those were kind of my jam before I really started kind of getting into the sim side of things. So I started getting more serious probably about 2017, whenever GT Sport came out, Gran Turismo Sport came out. I thought it was a beautiful game, and I love cars in real life. So it was very, you know, I was very appreciative of the game and the respect they paid to the cars and the recreation of them. Got me a G29, Logitech G29 from a place called Second and Charles.
That's where most of us start, man.
Yep. So picked it up for a nice little discount because it was secondhand, but I mean, it was in pristine condition. Still had the box, the original packaging, all that stuff. It was a steal. Got that, clamped it on my desk, and, you know, I didn't necessarily shoot off just because the second I started looking at how to improve my experience, I needed space and I needed money, and I was limited on both at the time. So I just rocked out with that, and fast forward to, it was like a month ago, one conversation with Jason. That's why you gotta watch him, man.
Because
he could sell you dirt in the desert, all right? One conversation with him, I messed around and I told him some of my issues.
I didn't do it, man.
I told him my issues. I was like, you know, the Fanatec stuff is just, you know, sit right. It's kind of locked in. And he was like, well, you know, Simmagic is an option. And I'm like, okay. I looked into Simmagic. They have this thing called the Sigma Cortex Converter. I looked it up, looked up a couple of videos of people using it. No complications at all. You just plug it up and it works for the most part. And I was sold. I looked at Simmagic's ecosystem. They have some great hardware, great build quality, good reviews. And so now I'm sitting upgraded from my G29, which is about 2 to 3 newton meters of force, plastic, you know, pedals, you know, very similar. I mean, very, very simple setup to now I have an Alpha 15 newton meter wheelbase. I have the GTS leather round rim, 300 millimeter. And have the P1000 pedals with a
what a setup! That is a massive jump. That is a leap. You know what I mean? That's not a leap. That is one of those. You know what do you call those? Those big jumps that they show on the Olympics that they jump across the damn field. That's what that is.
Look, man, like Star Trek or something where they warp to another solar system. That's where I'm at now.
Oh, man. Let me tell you guys, Eric has upgraded his arsenal, his equipment arsenal, but he's yet to untap it fully because right now he's currently on a PlayStation 5, and there's nothing wrong with that. To all you PlayStation or Xbox users, yeah, get into the hobby, you know, but eventually the path always leads down to more fidelity, more options, more, you know, open, basically combining things together to get that experience tailored to you, right? As the driver. And it's just like real life. It's the same thing. You watch any sport and the mechanic is always asking the driver, how does the car feel? How does it steer? What are the tires doing? How do you feel? Their seats are molded to their backs. You know what I mean? Yeah. So as a sim racer, it's very similar because I can tell you, we can talk on this podcast all day about Simmagic and the P1000 pedals being one of the best pedals on the market, but you might try them and they may not be for you. You know what I mean? They may not sing to you, if you may. You know what I mean? So
won't resonate with you,
right?
Or address, you know, kind of what you're looking for in that feeling.
So you went from a controller to a plastic steering wheel to a wheel that can potentially snap your wrists off, basically.
Yes, and it's tried a couple times already.
Man, we're living in different times. As I'm telling you, the support that we have now on Discord and the community is just huge, man. It's huge. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And even going to your point about consoles, like GT7 is probably the most popular sim style racing game.
Without a doubt.
I mean, if you want to join a community, like I'm in a GT7 community. I'm in a GT7 on PS5 community. I'm on a GT7 PSVR2 only community because I use PSVR2. I'm in a community of people on PS5 playing GT7 with Sim Magic gear. Like, however you want to, like, whatever group of people you're looking for, the support is out there, the forums are there. So it's never feel like nobody is playing what you're playing or nobody's got to set up you.
Right.
COVID thrust this into the stratosphere. Like, sim racing is, I mean, I see all kind of people sim racing.
Right.
That I never would have seen in the past. So it's a great time to get into it.
Right. And it could be a challenge to get into because of the expense, you know, to get into the hobby, you got to put up some money for it. And you may not be sure if this is for you or not. You know what I mean? So going through the way you went through, basically you're still on your journey, but the way you started your journey is about 99% of us, because no one's going to go out and spend thousands of dollars on something that they don't know, you know, how it works or how, if that's for them, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's kind of like stepping into any hobby and going just straight, you know, in, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'll say that's definitely not recommended, because I was going to ask you, would you recommend a path to just exploring sim racing? But I've been in forums, man, where guys go from like, yeah, I was using the controller yesterday and my kit just got here and they got a freaking TRX Alpine Pro sim rig. That's $1,500. They got a full Sim Magic setup. They got triples.
They're going from literally
zero
track racer.
Mm-hmm. And they're going from zero to 1,000. And I'm like, bro, your brain isn't going to comprehend what you're about to get into. Like, they skip several steps, controller to like full sim rig. I'm like,
man, it's the hype. You know, it's the hype of a new product and something that looks flashy and it looks expensive and it looks, you know, industrial, because that's what those rigs look like. They look like something. They're heavy as hell, too, I'll tell you. So,
yeah, that's what I hear.
So, yeah, I mean, that's basically where Eric is in his journey. He's actually using a wooden rig that he built himself. Man, tell me about that.
Yeah, so I definitely, you know, the G29, it was perfect for it. Built it out of 2x4s, following some plans I found on YouTube. And when I got my upgraded Sim Magic gear, Jason's like, bro, that wheel's going to rip that thing apart. It didn't rip it apart, but I could definitely feel all of the weakness in the rig. So I went out, I had to go to Lowe's. And I bought like a bunch of metal brackets and stuff and kind of just reinforced it pretty much on every angle. So it handles it better. But as far as like adjustability, is very limited because it's wood, right? So I can't, you know, move anything. The wheel base or the pedals backwards and forwards, up and down, they're kind of bolted to it where they are. The only saving grace is I have a seat. My seat's out of like a 2003.
Yeah, it's a real car seat.
Yeah, it's a real car seat. A guy was selling it on Facebook Marketplace for like $20. Went and picked it up. It had the bracket on the bottom. And I literally built my rig around that seat. So it's a box frame at the bottom. And the frame is like, the seat's just bolted to the frame on the bracket. So I can slide that back and forth. But yeah, I'm definitely itching to go ahead and grab me a real rig.
Yes, because, you know, the amount of force that you're putting on your wheel currently is being dampened by those flex, by those, you know, by those movements. Yeah. If anything moves on the rig, then the energy transfers. Part of that energy is transferring itself to the rig. It's not going into your hands. It may not seem like that, but when you have something that's rock solid, and it has nowhere, and that energy has nowhere to go, it goes onto your hands. So that's why That's why Flex, and we'll cover Flex, trust me, in detail on a different episode, because there's a lot to that as well on another topic. So I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to share all of you how I got here.
Yeah, and let's hear this.
My story. My story is a little more complicated. I mean, I wish I had a friend like myself to kind of guide me, because I didn't really have help. And I'm pretty sure a lot of you are going through the same thing. And it's like, well, where do I start? And then you go on YouTube, right? That's the first thing. You go on YouTube and you have all these reviews, but who can you really trust, right? I don't want to say names on the podcast, right? But most of these content creators are just, they're looking to make, you know, money. It's a business, right? So, I mean, their main stuff is hidden in the back. You don't really see what they're really using on a daily basis. And that's my opinion. That's my view on that. And a lot of it is sponsored. So you got to be careful with sponsored stuff, you know, because even when they tell you this video is sponsored and it's, you know, all my thoughts are honest, I just, you know, I still get the feeling like you could be honest, man, but you can also omit things from me, right? There's nothing stopping you from hiding things from me.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want. Yeah, so biased, right? Exactly. Yeah. So I started with a same wheel, the G29. I'm going to try to make this as short as I can.
Good luck.
I know, right? I started with a G29, went with a foldable beach chair that was supposedly a rig by Next Level Racing.
Yeah.
Yep, Next Level Racing. And I bought the wheel to play Formula One and to play a game called Snow Runner. And Snow Runner is a trucking game. It's, you know, you get stuck in the mud and you got to pull the trucks out. And I was like, dude, I really want to play this on a steering wheel. It's got to be awesome.
Yeah.
I lasted about a month. And then I bought everything Fanatec. I purchased a CSL DD. I purchased a Formula wheel, upgraded to a next level racing rig that had a built-in, but it came with a leather seat and it had like a tray, and it was pretty good. It was good for the 8 newtons. It was fine. From there, I built the PC and was running two 55-inch TVs. I had a 55-inch on a desk and another 50-inch. Excuse me. It was a 50-inch on top. It was an LG, and I used that for media. From there, I upgraded to an Fanatec DD2. Purchased a SimLab P1X Pro. And purchased a triple monitor setup. I went with the Samsung G7 32-inch 240Hz 1440p monitors. I can keep going, man. From there, I'm summarizing this, but from there I didn't tell you about the pedals. I went from I had Fanatec V3 pedals. Sold those, went with the Husqvarna Ultimates, and then I got rid of the Fanatec DD2 and purchased a SimiCube SC2 Pro.
Yeah.
And a plethora of wheels after that. So, I mean, I will cover, this can be a whole thing about my setup. So I'm just trying to keep it keep it summarized, because there's no way, you know what I mean? And the lesson that I've learned from this is to do the research and purchase what you really want. Because if you buy something and it's to save money, in quotations, because you can't see me, you're saving money, yes, at the moment. But then later down the road, you end up, you still have that itch that, man, I really wanted this though. And I didn't get this because you know, yeah. I wanted to save and cost and save on the cost. And I get it. I understand. I know it's a big investment, but sometimes it's better to, you know, to cry one time. You know what I mean? That's my opinion.
I like that. I'm gonna use that.
Cry better once, cry man.
One time. Yeah.
Cry yeah, once, man. Because yeah. I lost a lot of money, you know, reselling, rebuilding, reconfiguring, changing yeah. mounts, all kinds of stuff, man. I went into that.
So let me, and not to draw this out too much, but what, because some of the equipment you mentioned, I think a lot of people say, well, that's good kit, you know, especially once you got to the, you know, Fanatec DD and then upgraded to the, you said the DD Pro.
Yeah, I went from the DD2.
DD2, yeah. And so if, I think the important thing is understanding what you, the type of experience you want to have, right? And
right. So
if you are, like for me, I'm on GT7 and I was going to say this, and I know exactly what Jason's going to say, but they just came out with the Noise Life 24 hour on a set of Corsa. On PS5. I drove that track. I didn't drive the whole track. I drove a little bit of it on the controller. The amount of feedback and input, there are people, like as soon as that track dropped, everybody's looking for new settings for their wheels because they yep. changed the force feedback when they dropped that track. It is, everybody have to turn down their force feedback. They've increased it even more as far as the detail and just the just what you're getting back. So as far as like, if you're looking at for realism, you know, there's a certain point, or if you're just looking for, you know, faster times, like those are two different paths. And of course we'll talk about, you know, the impact, what impacts those later, but just starting out kind of going from the G29 to, you know, the kit I have now, for me, I'll say the biggest improvement was just realism,
right?
Feeling the car and being able to catch myself when I mess up. Am I faster? If you count being able to finish a lap, whereas before I would just spin out, sure. But now I'm to a point where the kit I have is good enough to where I can actually start working on skills. So I've been working on trail breaking.
That's a good point.
Trying to learn that. So if you're, you know, depending on the type of games you like to play, if you like to play, you know, WRC or, you know, some of the more arcadey style games,
simcades,
simcades, then, you know, that's going to be a different path and there'll be different pieces of kit that are, you know, more important for that experience. But I think that's, like I said, I'm lucky because I have a Jason when I'm starting out on my journey.
I appreciate that.
He took the lumps.
Let me
we can learn from them.
Right. Let me touch on that. That is a very good point you just brought up. And I want to make this basically a disclaimer here. Mm-hmm. Expensive equipment doesn't mean faster lap times. It's a myth. Yeah. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So what different equipment does for you is information. Now, what do you do with that information? Is up to you as a driver. So if you just get on the track, buy a $2,000 motor, right? A $2,000, you know, direct drive, but you don't know how to drive the car. The motor is not going to care who's controlling it. It's just going to spit out more information. And if you're not ready for all this info, that's how come it's better to start small. Learn the basics, learn how to drive the car, how to enter corners, every sim has different braking styles. I know ACC loves to be at 100% at the initial start of the brake, and then you gradually lift off. But if you're using spring pedals, for example, you're using more muscle memory than actual information. You know what I'm saying? So we want to reduce that and we want to actually feel the car and actually grow with the car and apply those habits to that particular car in that particular sim.
Yeah.
But that's getting into, that's a deep dive, because we'll break that down on this podcast a little more, but definitely I wanted to put that out there that whoever's listening, you don't have to spend thousands of dollars to get a good experience or to be faster. You know, the reason why I jumped from hardware to hardware was because I was seeking more information. Yeah. That's why I did it.
Yeah, that's a good point. And there are people that, you know, that's going to be important to them. You know, they want to improve, they want to build, you know, and it's a rabbit hole, man. I'm not going to lie, just the capabilities.
Oh, yeah.
Even still being on PS5, like I could, you know, hook up, you know, fans and.
You can see it. You can see the potential.
I can see it. There's an app called, was it SimPro 2?
Oh, the SimMagic software.
Well, there's the SimMagic, the SimPro or SimHub.
Talk about SimHub. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Oh, we're going to have a whole episode.
Yeah. That's a whole.
Just it might on be a SimHub. Whole
series.
Oh, yeah.
SimHub. That's the opening to the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
That's how you get in there. So, but yeah. But,
And it's a basic program. If you look at it and install it, you can install it on anything. You can install it on a laptop. You can install it anywhere.
Yeah, and when you take anything to run. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. It's really light too on systems. It's not really that heavy. So if you have a older system, it's not that heavy. But we will definitely be touching on SimHub in detail. And if you're not a complete, you know, new to this hobby, I highly recommend go out and support the developer. I think it's $10 for the premium version, and it's a one-time purchase. It's a lifetime license. Yeah. So
rare.
So yeah, that's part of my journey. I'm still on a journey. Our journey never ends, is what I want everyone to know. There is no done in sim racing. I promise you, there is no done. So I'm going to mention on this podcast as well that we're going to have a third guest on this show. He's currently away with his family on vacation, and he's at a different stage of his sim racing journey, right? He's at a stage where he has a rig and he has a lower Newton motor. And he's looking to upgrade to the same motor that Eric has, which is the 15 Newton SimMagic, 15 Newton, excuse me, the Alpha, right? Alpha. That's what it's called?
Yeah. Yep.
And let me tell you something. For the price, it just can't be beaten. And we'll go over that too.
Yeah. The price, the flexibility. I could strap a boot to this thing and steer with that. And wouldn't care. That was the thing that got me.
When this third guest comes on the show, and I don't want to mention his name, I want to give him the opportunity, right, to present him to you and introduce him to you live and explain his own story and on how he got there, how he got to where he is now, of course. This is the first episode. The format is planned 30 to 35 minutes. Weekly episodes is what we're trying to make and promote here. And we're also open for questions and or comments or any type of feedback or any topic that needs to be covered. We'll consider that. We'll put that into consideration as well. I also want to mention our social media platforms. So I am streaming every Tuesday and Thursday at around, I want to say 1600, which is 4 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time on Twitch. There will be, my handle is Track Ghost. There'll be some links in the description to get to all of these. I also have a YouTube channel. TGS Sim Racing is the brand. And Twitter and Instagram, I'll add all those links. Mr. Eric Kelly is also a big tech person, and he has his own gaming side of his own platform. Yeah. So I'll let him I'll let him go ahead and and touch on those.
Yeah. So my main kind of effort has been on the Tech Gentleman. That's my YouTube channel. Also have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Threads, all that stuff. Everything except for Twitter is the Tech Gentleman. Twitter is the _ Tech Gent. Just been making videos about tech, mostly mobile stuff, phones, headphones, things like that. But also I have Tech Gent Gaming, which is where I plan to start back streaming and kind of documenting my sim racing journey.
Definitely. You guys need to check that out. Mr. Eric Kelly here. He's been helping me with my YouTube setup and how to get lighting right. And he's been giving me, you know, he's been in the game a lot longer than me when it comes to digital media. So, I mean, he's a guru. He may not put that out there like that, but Tech Gen is a very smart individual, and he knows how to break things down to the very simplest and easy. You should check out his channels and socials, and let us know what you think. So, I think that with that said, I think this is going to wrap up the first episode. Is there anything else you want to add here, Eric, before we depart?
No, man. I appreciate you having me on, and appreciate, you know.
Thanks for being here with us.
Yeah, I appreciate you, and I'm happy for you, man. I know you're going to do great things, and if y'all do nothing else, when this go to Twitch, subscribe to his Twitch so you can see his rig. If you are remotely interested in rigs, make sure you check it out. He's done some great work getting it set up. He's modest about it, but I've seen a lot of people, they haven't put in half the effort he's put into making sure he's providing a great experience when he's racing. He's really meticulous, cares about his craft and the experience he's delivering. Make sure you check it out. But that's the end for me.
Highly appreciated. Well, with that said, this is going to be it for the Chicane Podcast this week. I appreciate everyone in the stream, and everyone out there, I want you guys to take care of yourselves, and until the next one.
Peace.
Deuces.